a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Bujuanin relatives. This is Ogamaganua Kwe standing in for Wakunja Hade today. Wakunja Hade and Wendy are spending time with family for this holiday. Today is All Hallows Eve, also known as Halloween, and for our South American relatives, Dia de las Muertes, I think. Lots of exciting things going on in Indian country and with Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake here on AM 950 and the Civic Media Network. Robert Pilot would not appreciate it if I did not mention to our listeners today that he did get to meet and have a photo with former President Barack Obama this weekend. That is very exciting. We've got a killer lineup on the show for you tonight. We've got some segments from Governor Tony Evers next door in Wisconsin, as well as Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes. We'll also hear from an interview Robert had with Sharice Davids, representative in Kansas in the 3rd District. And then we'll also hear a couple of clips from former President Obama at a rally for Governor Tony Evers this past weekend in Wisconsin. So excited for that lineup, and want to remind our listeners tonight that this show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice and one of the sponsors of Native Roots Radio. If you are not listening to us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to do a quick check for Native Roots Radio. And you should be able to locate us on most of those places or on the TuneIn app. And if you haven't yet, make sure you head on over to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Native Roots Radio Network and support us if you can. Any amount helps. And that's definitely something that we are always appreciative of. Without further ado, I do have some news here from all over Turtle Island, although I am keeping it a little bit close to home. There's lots of things going on in the Twin Cities, Minnesota metro area this last couple of weeks. The first thing I want to do is to remind people that the Minneapolis American Indian Center is actually moving. They closed October 28th to prepare for renovation and expansion. Program services are going to continue and operate in temporary community locations. The Little Earth Neighborhood Early Learning Center, located on 18th Avenue South in Minneapolis, is going to house the Gatherings Cafe and the Family Services Program, including ICWA, Bright Beginnings, and the Indigenous Women's LifeNet Program. If you have any questions about that, make sure to reach out to Laura Newton at MAIC.net. The Many Rivers East building, located at 1508 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, is going to house the Fitness and Nutrition, Culture, Language, Art Network, and Youth Services and Workforce Innovation Opportunities programs. The Two Rivers Art Gallery is going to be having upcoming shows. Woodland Indian Crafts is also going to be located at the Many Rivers East building. And to reach any Minneapolis American Indian Center staff, call the front desk number. It's still 612-879-1700. And they should be able to get you in touch with anybody you need during regular business hours. So again, the Minneapolis American Indian Center is currently closed for renovation and expansion as of October 28th. And you can check out the Minneapolis American Indian Center social media for more information. Also happening in Minnesota, there's news here about Pocahontas Park in Roseville. The City of Roseville's Parks and Recreation Commission is seeking feedback from the community regarding a possible new name for Pocahontas Park. You can go to cityofroseville.com and search Pocahontas Park, and they will have a list of names that have been suggested for everybody to view. Friendship Park, Sacagawea Park, Hilltop Park, Aspen Tree Park, Hidden Gem. I mean, there's some really great options here. Even just calling it the Rose Point Park and Veterans Park are also really great options. Anything but Pocahontas Park. It's not very respectable or not very respective to our cultures. So excited about that. On November 1st, Tuesday, the Parks and Recreation Commission are going to review the list of names and attempt to reduce it to a more manageable number. So that's already tomorrow. So if you want to get your name in the running, head over to cityofroseville.com and add it to the list. Also happening in Minnesota, volunteers who are watching the Line 3 pipeline construction have spotted more groundwater problems. State environmental watchdogs have been investigating but not releasing any details. But the group Wadukawag Amikwag, which is Anishinaabe for those who help the beaver, has been monitoring the construction corridor in northern Minnesota for environmental damage out of concern that state regulators were perhaps not paying attention to it. And this week they released a video of what they think is a fourth cold underground water breach where the Line 3 crosses Walker Brook South in Clearwater County. This would be damage that is directly related to the Line 3 pipeline construction in Minnesota. Currently, the DNR is silent on the connection between the Line 3 construction and the upwelling of the shallow groundwater, or talking about how much groundwater has upwelled. This comes on top of three other Line 3 aquifer breaches that we do already know about, one at Clearbrook, one at LaSalle Creek, and one on Fond du Lac. All of this damage has, of course, disproportionately fallen on the Anishinaabe, Chippewa, and Ojibwe nations in northern Minnesota. And the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission expressed serious concern with the project's impacts to indigenous population. And it has managed to go through as well. So right now, Minnesota environmental regulators haven't made any public comment on Line 3's Walker Brook South crossing or anything listed there. But again, water protectors and volunteers have spotted groundwater upwelling at that area. So we'll have more information as we come up. If you would like to get any sort of information on what's happening with Line 3, also looking into previous information with Dakota Access and looking forward to Line 5 over in Wisconsin, if you're not yet tuned in, make sure you head over to healingmnstories.wordpress.com. Really great blog there run by Scott Russell, who is an ally journalist who has been working very closely with water protectors for many years. Another awesome thing that's happening, sort of related to Line 3, in a little bit of a ironic twist, after acquiring 40 acres of farmland in 2022, Honor the Earth has now also purchased the former Enbridge office in the Carnegie Library building in Park Rapids and is going to convert it into an Indigenous Treaty Rights Culture Museum. And they have a public celebration event slated for the Day of the Dead, which is November 1st, which is tomorrow in Park Rapids. So they're going to be having a block party from 4 to 8 p.m. with food, drinks, and music at the former Carnegie Library / Enbridge office in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Make sure to head on over to honortheearth.org for more information. If you're not aware, Halland versus Brackeen is scheduled for argument before the Supreme Court on November 9th, which is next week, the day after the election. This is regarding ICWA, or the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, and whether or not it's being heard whether or not it is going to be, whether or not it's considered constitutional. Make sure you head over to Linktree / Protect ICWA, ICWA, for more information on that. You can help spread the word. You can figure out how you can join in person on November 9th at the Supreme Court. And you can find a list of probably 30 or 40 things there. So again, that's Linktree / Protect ICWA. You are currently listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm Ogama Gnu Akwe. We will be right back right after this quick break. Ah!
unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
As we head towards colder weather, it's important to make sure you're up to date on vaccinations and protected from COVID-19. The Native American Community Clinic is now administering the updated Pfizer bivalent booster. The updated bivalent booster helps protect against the original COVID-19 strain and against newer Omicron variants. And it will help restore protection that has decreased since previous vaccinations. People age 5 and older are now recommended to get an updated bivalent booster dose at least 2 months after their last COVID-19 shot. That means the bivalent booster may be given after a person's primary series or after their last booster shot, regardless of what brand you received before. Even if you've already had COVID-19, you should get vaccinated. Right now, at the Native American Community Clinic, you can get COVID-19 vaccines, including updated boosters, at the same visit as other vaccines. However, if you've received a recent monkeypox vaccine, you may need to wait 4 weeks before you can get a COVID-19 vaccine, and you should discuss this with your provider. Schedule your vaccination appointment with the Native American Community Clinic by calling 612-872-8086.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe, standing in for Robert Pilot this evening as he spends time with family and friends for this wonderful holiday we have, All Hallows Eve. Tomorrow is Dia de los Muertos. Clearly, I don't know Spanish, but we're excited to celebrate the Day of the Dead and recognize that for our relatives who do celebrate that. Today we have a wonderful clip from Robert Pilot. This weekend was at a rally for Wisconsin Governor and Lieutenant Governor Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes, in which former President Barack Obama spoke. And we've got a couple of clips. First, let's hear from Governor Tony Evers.
Hi, this is Governor Tony Evers. Very important election coming up on November 8th, and I'd like to talk to you about several things. First of all, my relationship with the tribal nations in Wisconsin is based on one word, and that's sovereignty. I believe the tribal nations are sovereign, and I believe the leaders of those nations are my colleagues and my equals. And so, therefore, we've worked together very well. We meet regularly, monthly at the minimum, with the tribal leaders. And in addition to that, during the pandemic, I think we met over Zoom several times a week. Very proud of the work during COVID-19 by the tribal nations. They saved lives. Obviously, it was a difficult time for everybody in the state, but the tribal leaders and the tribal nations really took it seriously. So in addition to what we've accomplished so far, and especially around the issue of sovereignty, in 2019, which is my first year in office, I signed an executive order officially declaring the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. And therefore, it's a day that we now celebrate officially in the state of Wisconsin. And in October 2021, I signed an executive order to formally recognize and apologize for the tragedies inflicted upon Native American families and communities at boarding schools in Wisconsin and, of course, across the United States. As a state, we share responsibility and have a moral obligation to pursue the truth and to bring these injustices to light in Wisconsin and our country, because understanding and acknowledgement is essential for accountability and, most importantly, healing. I proposed several initiatives in my state budget to support Native nations, including increasing funding for higher education grants for tribal college students, using the tribal gaming revenue to increase funding for tribal family service grants and tribal elderly transportation grants, and funding the next phase of the creation of a $8 million, 36-bed youth wellness center that will work primarily on opioid addiction for both tribal and non-tribal populations. 2021, I reaffirmed the state's relationships with the 11 tribes, signing tribal consultation agreements with tribal leaders to recognize the importance of the state and the tribes working together. These agreements are leading to better communication and transportation or transparency, and also we're working on policy development as well together. So let's talk a little bit about the election, upcoming election. There's a lot at stake, and our state will be taken in a radically wrong direction if we're not successful. On every issue, my opponent, Tim Michaels, has staked out the most radical positions possible. For example, he said that the 1849 criminal abortion ban is an exact mirror of his position, and he won't support any exemptions for rape or incest. He's against red flag laws and universal background laws that would protect our communities. He said overturning the 2020 election results will be on the table for him as governor. And he said providing additional resources to our public schools is insanity. And further, he's considering cutting our public schools by 40%, their revenue by 40%. So there's obviously a clear choice in doing what's in this next election and what I'm looking to do, and frankly, what Tim Michaels wants to do to our state. So it's going to be a tough fight. Please get out and vote, folks.
Wow, wonderful. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers there talking about the wonderful work that he's done in Wisconsin to help advance sovereignty and recognize the rights of Indigenous people in the state of Wisconsin, and some advice as we move forward into election season here. We've also got a quick clip from Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes talking about the upcoming election as well.
But I do believe women of this state will band together and move Ron Johnson out of the U.S. Senate. I love you back. I got in this race because I believe that better is possible for so many people. People like my friend Kat in Wausau, who during the pandemic had to drive her children to a funeral home just to use Wi-Fi. For my friends like Tim and the auto workers in Oshkosh, who should absolutely be building those next generation postal vehicles. And for little girls like Chase right here in Milwaukee, who should be able to grow up and determine her own future, which includes making her own healthcare decisions. I do believe that better is possible, and I know that you believe the same thing. It's exactly why you showed up here today. People are looking for the same things. People want a good school to send their children to, and parents want to be able to send their children to school safely and have them return home safely without the constant threat of gun violence. People want to go to a doctor, not worry about a surprise bill or worry about some local politician popping up making their decisions for them. And people want a good job that puts food on the table. People just want opportunity. But we'll never get that opportunity as long as Ron Johnson is in office. And that's why we continue to fight. This is about leading with our values and leading with our vision for the next 10 days, showing up, letting people know what we stand for, letting people know that we can no longer leave folks behind because that was the old way of doing things. People like Ron Johnson have had their day. It's our time now. Yeah. But I need your help to make this reality possible. I need you to help us knock on every door. I need you to help us make the phone calls. And before you start clapping too hard, I need you to send those little text messages I know you love. We have to give it absolutely everything we got, folks, because this is a fight for freedom. It's a fight for fairness. It is a fight for our future. And with your help, I promise you, this is a fight that we will win. And we will all move forward together, everybody. Thank you all so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Milwaukee. Let's bring it home. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. He, of course, is the U.S. senatorial candidate and nominee of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely awesome. That was Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, candidate for U.S. Senate. Really hitting the nail on the head with what the issues are here in this current election. Gun rights, reproductive rights, gun protection and gun safety and reproductive rights. And, you know, Governor Tony Evers talking about the talking about Native people and our sovereignty. And those things are definitely at stake in this election. Really excited to hear from our neighbors over in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. That was at a rally this weekend for Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes. I believe former President Barack Obama was present at that rally and in support of those candidates. And we'll hear a little excerpt from his speech earlier, a little bit later in the show. In the next segment, we're going to hear from Sharice Davids, who's the candidate. She would be running again, but she's the representative in Kansas for the 3rd district and has been serving there, I believe, in her second term now. And we're really excited to hear from her as she interviewed with Robert Pilot over this past weekend as well. We're grateful for her time and for her thoughts on that. Just a reminder, if you have not yet, make sure you go over to linktree.com/protect ICWA. Sign the petition, find out what you can do, figure out how you can get to DC on November 9th at the Supreme Court. And, you know, really just make sure that you're aware of what's happening with this case. The official name for the case is Helland versus Brackeen. And they will be seen on November 9th, 2022 in the U.S. Supreme Court. So very important things that are happening among Native people in nationwide. And, you know, it really is a threat to sovereignty if ICWA is determined to be unconstitutional, which is what Helland Brackeen versus Brackeen is hearing. ICWA is going to really set precedence, if it's overturned, to remove tribal sovereignty. Like, this would be the first domino. So we really need to, as Native people, organize the best we can, make our voices heard, and to express to our allies that losing ICWA is a modern-day threat, and that, you know, we're gonna do what we can. We're going to say what we can about it. So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Up next, we'll hear from Sharice Davids with Robert Pilot, and just wanted to let everybody know this portion of the show is brought to you by Make Voting a Tradition, which is a service of the of NACDI, the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis. Go to makevotingintradition.org and make your pledge to vote in the upcoming election next Tuesday on November 8th. We will be right back.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Shroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Shroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at shromanlaw.com. That's S-C-H-R-O-M-E-N-Law.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Hey, it's Patrick. Football season is building up, and so is the nastiness in your carpets and air ducts. It's time to call Zero Res and beat the holiday rush. Every surface Zero Res does is specifically designed to preserve and maximize the life of your investments in your home. But also ask yourself before you turn on your furnace, do you know how much built-up dirt, dander, and other allergens are hiding in your air duct system? With Zero Res this month, the more you buy, the more you save. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $139 or 5 rooms starting at $199. That's a 43% savings. Book now to get the best carpet cleaning deal of the season. And don't forget about your air ducts. Help your furnace perform its best this winter by removing all the nasty dirt, dander, and harmful debris from your HVAC system. Plus, Zero Res will give you $75 off any air duct cleaning package. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your appointment today.
Next Chapter Booksellers has lots of new books in stock just in time for fall. And while we're sad to see summer go, the colder weather does make better reading weather, so stop by the store off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. Browse the shelves, or if you're not sure what to get, ask a friendly bookseller. We're great at making recommendations no matter your taste. Next Chapter Booksellers also has a wide variety of puzzles, games, and even some early holiday shopping gift ideas. That's the independently owned Next Chapter Booksellers in St. Paul.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Clear tonight with a low of 42, then sunshine Tuesday with a high of 71. Hazel's Northeast offers the most creative comfort food you'll find for any meal of the day. Hazel's is located at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis, minutes from 35W. More at hazelsnetogo.com.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, I am here with Representative Sharice Davids, American attorney, former mixed martial artist, and U.S. Representative, Kansas 3rd Congressional District. Welcome so much to a Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to get the chance to visit with you again.
That's awesome. Yeah, you were on a few years ago. Hey, talk to her. We got stations in Stevens Point, Black River Falls, all over. Talk to our Ho-Chunk people out there and give them a big who.
It's really cool to see how much your program's grown over this last few years, especially, but I'm really glad that we get a chance to visit and talk a little bit about, of course, you know, we should talk about my reelection efforts and everything, but also just how important, the Native vote is. Definitely in Wisconsin, but also in other states, like Arizona, we saw that in the last election, how important it is. And so, and I know, definitely, Ho-Chunk Nation has a lot of really active, and awesome, advocates and people, activists, advocates who are out there making sure to let folks know just how important their voice is in this democratic process. And especially knowing so many of our, you know, my mom was in the Army for 20 years. My grandpa was in the Army for 23 years. My uncle was in the Marines. He's walked on now, but you know, just knowing how many of our relatives and ancestors literally fought for the rights that we have, and making sure that we're doing what we can to keep that fight up in whatever way. For me, it's been running for office and that sort of thing. But everybody has their, you know, we all have our role to play in this process. So it's really cool to see how many people are out there making things happen.
Well, I agree. We had in the last cycle in Minnesota, we had 9,000 new enrolled members to vote, Native members up in the deep north here in Minnesota. And it was a game changer. And I think, you know, I believe that that's happening again, because we're getting Rock the Vote out and make voting a tradition here in Minnesota. And I know you're always working. I just want to say, too, before I forget, how proud the nation is of you. The Ho-Chunk Nation out of Wisconsin is so proud of you. And of all of you've done so much before this, too, but you represent our people in a good way. And I just want to make sure I say that before we leave, because yeah, I have a good memory, but it's short. No.
No, I appreciate that. And I know the like folks from Ho-Chunk, I feel like we have to say Ho-Chunk Nation versus just saying the nation, because you're all over the country now with your, with your show. But every time I get the chance to go back and visit, since I'm in Kansas now, because my mom retired from the Army while she was stationed here. But you know, I was up there for a memorial powwow, and I know actually quite a few, Ho-Chunks from the, auxiliary up there are going to go out for the Museum of the American Indian, is having a veterans, celebration, and honoring, with that new memorial that they have out there. And so I think that, getting the chance to see, especially nationally, how many Ho-Chunks are going to be, out there for that is pretty cool. But, I feel very supported by you and so many others from Ho-Chunk, that it's uplifting for sure and helps.
Definitely. One of my big supporters passed on, Marlene, and what a loss. And and I know when her phone came up on my, or her name came up on my phone, I better answer it.
Yeah.
But
everybody's phone. And if her name pops up on anybody's phone.
That's right. And so she's going to be greatly missed. And I know it was a huge supporter of you. And,
yes, absolutely.
I want to get into, too, real quick. How can we, with only, I guess it's going to be 8 days when this airs, how can we help you? Can we support you? Where can we send contributions? Because it is getting to be, you know, I was talking to Mandela and the Governor Evers, and I'm just saying, give me a call, leave me something. It's red alert time. We need to get the word out there and get our base ignited, because, again, we outnumber them.
Mm-hmm. So I think a couple of things. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's we're in the home stretch here, you know, and we have to do everything we can here in Kansas. So first of all, if you're in Kansas, join us in, when we knock on doors or make phone calls for phone banking, talk to your friends and families, and coworkers, if you can, about just making sure that folks actually are registered and that they're able to make a plan to go vote. Because sometimes, you know, I think some people might find it hard to believe, but when you're working and trying to take care of your family and just trying to adult, sometimes things slip your mind and Tuesday can come and go before you know it. And so, you know, here in Kansas, we have early voting that's already started, so folks can go do that. But if you go to ChariseForCongress.com, you can find out about all the in-person stuff that we're doing. And if you're in Kansas, join us, or if you're traveling to Kansas. And then for folks who aren't in Kansas, you know, there are some phone banking opportunities. But, you know, at the end of the day, so much of this just takes resources, humans doing the boots on the ground work, which we have a lot of folks who have been helping us do that. And then the, you know, of course, the financial support. And so at ChariseForCongress.com, you can find links for sending support if you aren't here and you want to help, you know, jump on that Act Blue link and you can help that way, or you can do some phone banking, or you can do both. But yeah, so it's, and then, oh, also follow our social medias. I'm at Charisse Davids on Twitter. I'm Charisse for Congress on Instagram. I don't have a TikTok yet, even though I'm like working on my dance moves.
Yeah.
For folks who don't see us, I just did the robot very well.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and I'm catching and sharing your stuff on Facebook too.
Oh yeah, on Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook is popping out there and really compelling. I just got to say how important this election is. Again, we have to ignite our supporters and get out there. There's no such thing now as a midterm. They're all important elections. Mm. And especially for us natives, I might be flying into D.C. on the 9th for the ICWA vote and Supreme Court. And that's important for us to have representation. And it's important that you're here. And I know I talk about this all the time here in Minnesota, how important, and things are changing slowly but surely with our Native brothers and sisters that are elected politicians here in this state. Mm-hmm. There's things that are happening that I know, you know, would not be happening if we didn't have a great lieutenant governor and our legislators, our local legislators and senators here that are Native.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it really matters to have people in the room and also talking with other legislators and folks as peers. You know, I just think it's really helpful for me to be able to be in the room. And now we have Mary Peltola got elected, first Alaska Native to be sent to the U.S. Congress. And we have Secretary Holland over at Interior. She abandoned me. It's fine. I'm kidding. But, you know, we have some really great steps that have been made. And because of that, you can see how much of a difference it makes to have our voices in the room. And I really am looking forward to the day when we're not talking about, and I probably talked to you about this, now that we're getting so much closer to the election, it's in my mind a lot that we have so many, capable, smart, amazing, Native people and Native women out there that, you know, my hope is that in the not too distant future, we're not talking about the first or second or the different people representing our country, our states, our tribes that you know, that it's like the 10th Native woman in Congress. And,
right.
You know, so I'm looking forward to that day. And you can see it's happening. Like, it's happening right before our eyes.
Absolutely. Hey, I know you got to get going, and I really, really appreciate you stopping in. We're really, it's red alert time. Representative Sharice Davids, you know, representative of Kansas, third congressional candidate, and we're looking forward to more great things with you. And thanks again, Peeny Gigi, for stopping by.
Gigi. Well, thank you also. I'm looking forward to seeing you in person again, but also coming back on. And hopefully we'll get to do this more often, even.
Yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to. Thank you again, Peeny Gigi. Have a great day.
Gigi.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
We are living in a critical time for Indian country. Climate chaos threatens our land, water, and communities. Voting is one way we can protect our planet for future generations. Voting creates a collective power in the fight for our future. Have one-on-one conversations with your friends and family to make sure that they're making informed voting choices. Voting is our voice. This November, NATCI is asking us to stand together and make voting a tradition. Go to makevotingatradition.org to learn more and to make your pledge to vote.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. This is Ogama Ganu Akwe stepping in for Robert Pilot today on Halloween 2022. Just wanted to let everybody know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ooh.
A big chimigwich to Patrick at the studio for stepping in and not making me howl by myself on this spooky, spooky evening. Up next, we've got some clips Robert Pilot took this past weekend at a rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mantella Barnes, who's a candidate for U.S. Senate. Let's hear from former U.S. President Barack Obama.
We're not going to talk about the Bears or the Packers. Maybe next month, but not right now. We want to keep this an upbeat affair. The reason I'm here is simple. I am here to ask you to vote. I am here to ask you to vote for my dear friend, the 3G, Representative Gwen Moore. I'm here to ask you to vote for your Attorney General, Josh Call, for your next Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, for your outstanding Governor, Evers and your next United States Senator Mandela Barnes. That's why I'm here. And you don't have to wait for November 8th to cast your ballot. You can vote early in person through November 5th here in Milwaukee. Or you can vote at your polling place on November 8th. And if you're not sure about how and where and all that, you go to iwillvote.com, find out what you're supposed to do, and then make a plan. Make a plan, because you don't want to sleep through the election. But I'm here to tell you that tuning out Milwaukee is not an option. Just moping is not an option. Because the only way to make this economy fair, to make it work for everybody, is if we all fight for it. The only way to make our democracy stronger is if we nurture it and work for it. And that starts with electing people who know you, who see you, who care about you, who know what you're going through. And you did that 2 years ago when you sent Joe Biden to the White House. He's fighting for you every day. He's got your back. He's doing everything he can to put more money in your pockets, to make your streets safer, to bring more good-paying jobs here to Wisconsin. You did it when you elected Tony Evers governor. You did it when you sent Gwen Moore and Tammy Baldwin to Washington to fight for you. And now you got to do it again. Because here's the thing, Wisconsin, there are a lot of issues at stake in this election. But the most basic question, the fundamental issue, you should be asking yourself right now is, who will fight for you? Who cares about you? That's the choice in this election. All the other stuff is surface stuff. It's distraction. Anybody can run a TV ad. Anybody, these days, they can say anything. Nobody's fact-checking anything. But in your gut, you should have a sense, who cares about you? Who's going to fight for working people who are struggling to pay the bills? Listen, Gwen was talking. Inflation's a real problem right now. And by the way, it's not just here in America. It's worldwide. It's one of the legacies of the pandemic. It threw off supply and demand. You know, folks who were in the auto industry, suddenly you couldn't get spare parts, but people wanted to buy cars, and there weren't enough cars, and inventories. All this stuff has created inflation. It's put pressure on prices. And then, on top of that, you've got a war in Ukraine, and that sends gas prices through the roof. And look, whatever the reasons, when gas prices go up, when grocery prices go up, that takes a bite out of people's paychecks. That hurts. But the question you should be asking is, who's actually going to do something about it? The Republicans are having a field day running ads talking about it. But what is their actual solution to it? Well, no, I'll tell you. They want to gut Social Security and Medicare and then give some more tax breaks to the wealthy. And the reason I know that's their agenda is, listen, that's their answer to everything. When inflation is low, what do you want to do? Cut taxes. When unemployment's high, what do you want? Let's cut taxes on the wealthy. That's going to solve that. I was joking down in Georgia. If there was an asteroid headed towards Earth, it was going to land in like 2 weeks. If you went in the Republican caucus and you said, what do you want to do? Well, we need a tax break for the wealthy. That's going to help. I'm only barely exaggerating. That's their only economic policy. The only one. been their only one for the last 20 years. I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah, if every problem you had, you just had one answer. You know, those of you who are young, you're still in school, you know, you go to the math exam. It's like every answer is just number 8. Just write 8. You'd get an A. But that's not how the world works. They don't have a plan. That's why Democrats actually have plans to take on drug companies to lower prices, to get oil industry to clean up its act, to pass laws to make housing more affordable, to make sure big corporations that are already getting tax breaks create jobs here in Wisconsin instead of overseas. That's the choice in this election. That's what this is about.
Wow, amazing words from former U.S. President Barack Obama. Barack was at a rally this past weekend in Wisconsin for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senate candidate and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Wow, I miss him. I miss him speaking. And, you know, it's really important and critical, exactly as Obama said, that we need to vote for people that we know. We need to vote for people that share our values. So if you are not sure what you should be doing right now as a Native voter, you can go to nativevote.org for national information if you're outside of Minnesota on where to go to get registered, where to go to vote, who the candidates are in your area, and any proofs or information that you might need to bring to the poll with you. If you're looking for information in Minnesota, make sure you go to makevotingatradition.org, which is a service of the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they've got a wonderful pledge for you to do to vote to make sure that you are electing candidates in your area that align with your values. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're on the Civic Media Network, and just want to throw the shout-out out there that Robert Pilot met Barack Obama this weekend wearing a free Leonard Peltier button, so maybe that'll get something moving. As always, we're here Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time on the Civic Media Network. Make sure to tune into us on the air, online, on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, or on the TuneIn app, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you get your podcast. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe, and it's been a pleasure to stand in for Robert Wendy Pilot hosting on Halloween tonight. And I wish all of you a safe and happy holiday as you may be out in the dark with your kids. Everybody stay safe, enjoy, and make sure to bring some great stories and pictures back tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in.